Good morning, and welcome again to Studies in the Gospels, heard each week right here on the Gospel Radio Network. I want to thank you for tuning in today, and hope you'll spend a few minutes with me as we continue this weekly study of the life of Christ as is found in the four Gospel accounts of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. At this time in our study, we are looking at events in Jesus' last days of public teaching before his arrest. And today, we're going to be in Matthew chapter 23. We'll look at verses 37 through 39 today and consider Jesus' lamentation over Jerusalem. Now, let's go to our text. Matthew chapter 23, verses 37 through 39. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. See, your house is left to you desolate. For I say to you, you shall see me no more till you say, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. This lamentation of Jesus comes at the conclusion of his stinging rebuke of the Jews. And here in our text today, Jesus gives a final condemnation of the Jews. Notice the verses that precede our text today. Go back to verse 34 here in Matthew chapter 23. As Jesus rebukes them. Therefore, indeed, I send you prophets, wise men, and scribes. Some of them you will kill and crucify, and some of them you will scourge in your synagogues and persecute from city to city, that on you may come all the righteous blood shed on the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel to the blood of Zechariah, son of Berechiah, whom you murdered between the temple and the altar. Assuredly, I say to you, all these things will come upon this generation. Jesus points out to those Jews the awful condition of their lives. Jesus had sent prophets, wise men, and scribes, and yet they would continue in their rebellion and arrogance. Jesus would send the apostles and other faithful men in the early church to preach the gospel to them, but they would reject them just as they did the Lord. Scripture and history relate to us the violent deaths that the apostles and many other early Christians would suffer. Secular history relates to us that Peter was crucified upside down. Stephen was stoned to death. Paul, according to historians, was put to death. John was exiled on the Isle of Patmos. And we could go on with so many listing of those early martyrs. According to verse 36, The current generation, like those of the past generations, was going to reap what they had sowed, and it was going to be a terrible harvest. So now let's consider the lamentation of Jesus. Verse 37. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. Now Jesus had, in the earlier verses, delivered such a stinging and powerful rebuke and condemnation to the Jews, and yet now we see how it pained and saddened Jesus to have to do that. Jesus so loved his people. He would lay down his life for them. And these verses show the great pain it caused Jesus and the emotions he felt. He so longed for them to follow him and be his disciples. He had not wanted to issue such a sentence upon them. You might picture a judge having to pronounce a death sentence upon a man that he feels could have made better choices. It pains him to send a young man to his death, thinking about what might have been. He wanted to give them care and safety. The mother hen provides for her chick. In verse 38, he said, "See, your house is left desolate to you." Instead, we are left with the stark reality of verse 38. The house he is referring to is the temple. The temple was the center of Jewish life. Their sins had already led to the destruction of Solomon's temple and the destruction of the restored temple of Nehemiah. And this temple was now desolate, for God was rejected for their traditions and evil ways. But destruction would also come physically to the temple in AD 70. Jesus pointed out to them that they had made it into a den of thieves. Notice the words of the prophet Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter 7 and verse 11. Has this house, which is called by my name, become a den of thieves in your eyes? Behold, I, even I, have seen it, says the Lord. In Matthew chapter 21 and verse 13, and he said to them, it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. It would be a desolation to them. The temple would be physically taken away forever in AD 70. But the temple was spiritually finished before that. Matthew chapter 27 and verse 51. Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth quaked, and the rocks were split. Our Lord Jesus truly nailed the temple and the entire system of the Mosaical dispensation to the cross. Verse 39 says, "For I say to you, you shall see me no more till you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" The day was at hand that salvation would only come to those calling upon the name of the Lord. The blood of bulls and goats would no longer have meaning. In Acts chapter 22 and verse 16, we see the reference to those calling on the name of the Lord at baptism. They would have to render obedience to the gospel to stand with Christ going forward. And Jesus points out that their belief must be true. Notice the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23. "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.'" It is so sad that the great majority of Jews and even the Gentiles will cry out to the Lord, but because of their disobedience, they will hear the sad words, "I never knew you. Depart from me." I hope that you will join me again next week as we continue our study of the life of Christ as we draw nearer to the cross. If the Lord wills, we'll see you then. I look forward to that time together. Until then, this is Chris saying so long and have a great day.